should employers require workers to get vaccinated against COVID-19? A group of more than 100 unvaccinated hospital workers in Texas say no. They are suing the Houston Methodist Hospital System for its mandatory vaccination policy. Jennifer Bridges is a nurse and a lead plaintiff in that lawsuit. Jennifer, welcome. Good to speak with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Glad to have you. And as you know, millions of people in this country have gotten a shot already. That has sent infection rates plummeting. Why won't you?
Well, basically, we just want more time. We want it fully FDA approved, and we want more proper research before I'd be comfortable putting it into my body.
Well, the data that are out there are pretty clear. These went through rigorous clinical trials. Tens of thousands of people participated in them. And we've got hundreds of millions of people who've gotten the actual shot in real life. So, I mean, what else are you looking for? I don't understand where you think the data is lacking.
Well, I don't agree with how it's being reported, to be honest, because we're seeing just tons and tons of people with severe adverse reactions, from mild to severe right after getting the shot right in the hospital. The doctors are not reporting these adverse reactions the way they should be. Okay. And I do have sources that are telling me that Methodist is actually telling them not to report it as adverse reactions. So
you can't tell us who that is.
That's kind of scary because we're seeing a lot of it with our own eyes right now.
Okay, well, we do have the CEO of your hospital joining us in just a moment. We can ask about that. But first of all, tell me about these adverse reactions you're talking about. I mean, is it anything beyond the typical side effects, which can be pretty intense, which we know about?
Oh, yes. We've seen a lot of patients and coworkers, and within a few days, they're coming down with a lot of blood clots. We've had other people that hemorrhage during different occasions, headaches that won't go away, ringing in their ears. There's even been a few patients that couldn't feel or move their legs.
Okay, well, headaches, ringing in the ears, those could be typical side effects. As far as the blood clots go, if it's as serious as you say, and by the way, there have been plenty of studies on blood clots, around 30 people out of nearly 9 million who got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine did experience a blood clot. So it seems to be negligible. If it's that serious, why haven't you or others been reporting this?
So some people that are seeing these things do go on the VAERS website to report it just because they've seen it with their own eyes. It's just a lot of people are scared to do it on their own because they don't want, you know, to possibly get in trouble or retaliated against.
Why would they get in trouble for doing that? I don't understand. That's part of your job, right?
It is, but the ones like me that are a little bit more outspoken, when they see patients or employees with different adverse reactions, they will go online and they will report it. But there are quite a few that are very more timid, and they would just rather stay out of it.
You mentioned you want full authorization from the FDA. That could be coming very soon. Both Moderna and Pfizer have applied for full approval, and soon enough, it's likely going to go through. At that point, will you get the shot?
Not if it happens anytime soon, because basically, I mean, there's no long-term data. So even if they approve it right now, there's still nothing to say what could possibly happen 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
But look what's happening right now. You work in a hospital. You've seen the devastation that COVID has brought on hospitals and families across the country. Nearly 600,000 people have died in the past year or so. Isn't that risk far greater than anything else?
It's different. I've worked the COVID units. I got COVID last year. The majority of people under 60, 70 years old who get it, the vast majority will come out of it okay. Like when the risks and the benefits are pretty much weighed hand by hand, I think at this moment, this shot is just too risky.
Jennifer Bridges, a nurse at Houston Methodist Hospital, lead plaintiff suing the hospital for requiring employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Jennifer, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Okay, let's hear from her boss. Dr. Mark Boom is CEO of the Houston Methodist Hospital System. Dr. Boom, welcome. I'd like you to respond to what you heard from Jennifer Bridges there, because you're not only the CEO, you're also a doctor.
You know, we're hearing from a disgruntled employee who honestly is spreading significant amounts of misinformation. The bottom line is, as healthcare employees, physicians, nurses, technologists, technicians, and everyone else who ultimately interacts with patients, we have a sacred obligation to keep our patients safe. And we have this gift of science, of these vaccines, that enables us to exit the pandemic and enables us to keep our patients' safety first. And we're very proud of our employees who, by and large, have done that.
So when Nurse Bridges says there are so many severe adverse reactions, does that ring true to you at all in your hospital, including the claims about blood clots?
You know, it's really sad to hear really what sounds like a scraping of internet sites of all of the anti-vaccine rhetoric. The bottom line, as you pointed out, is that hundreds of millions of these vaccines have been given. I think we've used about 300 million in the United States alone. And we've seen these vaccines to be amazingly safe. The FDA is constantly looking for any signal of any potential negatives. But the bottom line is, humans in the United States have had a 1 in 500 risk over the last year of dying of COVID. Even if we believed every worst case scenario that's out there, you're talking 1 in million or 1 in millions of risk with these vaccines. And most of those things are actually not accurate.
And that's why I want to ask you about one other thing that Jennifer Bridges said there. She was referring to the VAERS system. That's the federal database that healthcare providers can use to report adverse reactions. She said your doctors or nurses would be discouraged or retaliated against for reporting those serious side effects. Is that true?
Well, that's absolute nonsense and frankly quite offensive. You know, we are a scientifically based, medically based, faith-based system that has integrity as the first value that we espouse. Of what we call our eye care values. So that means looking at the data, however the data fall. And so where we would see any potential issue, we will report that. Where we don't see potential issues, of course, there wouldn't be anything reported. And our scientists and our medical physicians have been watching every single study about the vaccines for COVID, et cetera, and following the science wherever it leads to do the best thing possible for our patients.
Look, the deeper issue at hand here, the reason for the lawsuit is that you and your hospital decided to require all of your employees to get this vaccine. Why do that rather than simply strongly encourage it?
Well, at the end of the day, as I said, we have a sacred obligation to care for our patients. And, you know, we know that there are some people who are hesitant. But look, this is who we are. We put patient safety first. 12 years ago, we mandated the flu shot as one of the earliest hospitals to do that. Now, almost every hospital in the country mandates the flu shot. Why? Because it keeps patients safe, and that's our duty.
How many people are there on your staff, like Jennifer, who are refusing?
So we have about 26,000 employees, and right now we're not quite at our deadline yet, but we're already at 99% of people who are compliant with the policies. And if somebody chooses not to take it, that's their right.
Are you prepared to terminate an employee who doesn't?
As of June 7th, individuals go on an unpaid suspension for 2 weeks. Hopefully, they will take action and get vaccinated during that time. And if they do not, unfortunately, they will have to seek employment elsewhere.
Last week, the federal government, as you likely know, updated guidance for employers like you and said they could require their staff members who are physically entering a workplace to be vaccinated. There are some exceptions. Do you feel like you're on solid legal ground here with this requirement?
Oh, we're on very, very solid legal ground. We've been very purposeful in this. We first looked at the medicine and the science behind it and said, okay, this is the right thing to do. The vaccines are safe. We looked at the ethics and said, yes, this is the right ethical thing as healthcare professionals to protect our patients. We looked at the legal issues and very firmly certain that we are on solid legal ground. And we looked at the nuts and bolts operational issues and made a very thoughtful, important decision that's very consistent with what we do in protecting our patients.
Before I let you go, we just heard a nurse at your hospital making a case for why she won't take the shot and actually. This is interesting. Vaccine hesitancy among healthcare professionals is not uncommon in this country, even though they have the training to consume science. They know better than anyone else how destructive this disease has been. They've seen it with their own eyes. As a doctor, as someone in charge of this hospital, how does that make you feel to hear this coming from a nurse?
You know, I think one of the things that has been so disappointing over the last quarter of a century now, even, has been the organized, very cynical, approach to undermine vaccinations, which are one of the success stories of the last century, and one of the reasons why people at the end of the last century lived into their 70s on average versus 50 on average. And it's terrible when we see people forget about the science. You know, what I heard there was initially, well, I won't get it until, you know, it's FDA approved, but then now I won't get it when it is FDA approved. This is anti-vaccination rhetoric, and unfortunately at play within a healthcare professional. Ultimately, those individuals are not following, frankly, the tenets of their profession, which is to put patients first and to trust in the medical knowledge that has, you know, advanced so much over the century to result in a life expectancy for all of us that's tremendously higher than it used to be.
Dr. Mark Boom is president and CEO of Houston Methodist. Thank you for taking the time to answer our questions today.
It's my pleasure.